Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone.
Hi Carol, here's what's been happening in the world of music. There's some good news for fans of Taylor Swift. Her Eras Tour film is coming to Ireland. It was originally only scheduled to play in the US, but it'll now be shown in cinemas here from next month. In a nod to her 1989 album and her favourite number 13, tickets in Ireland will be priced at $19.89 for adults and $13.13 for children. In other news, history has been made in Las Vegas. No one played more shows at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino than Elvis Presley, who notched an impressive 636 sold-out performances in his residency before his death in 1977. No one until 70s legend Barry Manilow, who just recently logged his 637th show at the same venue. The Mandy singer got a standing ovation for his take on Hound Dog in his predecessor's honour to mark the occasion. And lastly, Ozzy Osbourne has said that he's been planning to record a new album soon. He said, "I'm just starting to work on it now and will be recording in the early part of next year. I want to take my time with this one." He also gave a health update and said, "I've had all the surgery now. Thank God I'm feeling okay. I can't walk properly yet, but I'm not in any pain anymore and the surgery on my spine went great." He went on to say that after finishing the album, he wants to get back on the road.
Thanks, Shannon, for the update. And we do have IMC Cinema tickets.
I am so excited to do this. Do you know what I think of the IMC Cinema tickets? I'm like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That just goes through my head. But to win two tickets to go to the cinema, I'm asking you, if you found yourself marooned on a deserted island with only one Supermax menu item to choose from, which delectable delight would you pick?
Now, I'm thinking if I just only had one item of food, I'm trying to kind of work this out of my head, I'd end up more hungry and I'd pee myself off. I'd be annoyed, right? So I'm going to stay away from the food, and could I have a strawberry milkshake? Because there's kind of a bit of eating in that as well.
Yeah, there is a little bit of eating in that. Yeah, okay,
and you get
okay.
me, I don't think I'd be as annoyed by just having one food item.
Yeah, we were chatting about this upstairs. I'd be a curry cheese chips.
Oh yeah, lovely too.
Yeah, and Sarah said a chicken burger.
A chicken burger. Yeah, because there's a bit of width on those burgers.
Yeah,
They're not bad. So if people tell us what they think, give us their thoughts, suggestions and that, we will put them in the draw for IMC Cinema tickets so they go along with their best friend to the cinema if they're picked out today.
Exactly. So text 083 3010 103 and we will pick a winner from random in the last half hour of the show.
Thank you, Shannon. I'll catch you back in the next hour, roughly about 1:30, and you're going to tell us and bring us up to date on series and movies.
Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. Moonlighting will be available to stream for the first time in October. The ABC series Moonlighting, starring Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd as private detectives, will soon be available to stream for the first time ever. The show, which ran from 1985 to 1989 and won 6 Emmy Awards, is set to land on Hulu on October 10th. So once we have dates for an Irish release, you will be the first to know. And if you are a fan of David Beckham, then you will be delighted to hear that the limited series Beckham is coming to Netflix on October 4th. With never-before-seen footage, this docu-series follows David Beckham's rise from humble beginnings to global football stardom. So put that in your calendar, October 4th. It is definitely one to watch. And lastly, Prime Video have just added the Irish documentary Heyday, the Mick Christopher story. This film tells the story of American-born Irish singer-songwriter Mick Christopher from his humble beginnings busking on Grafton Street to fronting rock band The Mary Janes to his acclaimed solo work with songs like Heyday to his tragic death in 2001 at the age of 32. And this is one to watch over the weekend.
Thanks for that update, Shannon. And just to remind people once again, what was our question for IMC Cinema tickets?
So if you want to win two tickets to IMC Cinema, I asked, if you found yourself marooned on a deserted island with only one Supermax menu item to choose from, which delectable delight would you choose? And I mean, pick something good, because if you're going to be sitting around for a long time, let's just hope you don't get hemorrhoids.
Well, listen, look, Bridie Lennon is in Mullingar. She said she'd have a chicken fillet burger.
Ooh, I like.
And a lot of people are saying, like, chicken burger. Is that more filling than a beef burger? Apart from your preference of
actually,
liking one over the other.
Maybe. Possibly.
Because that's the angle people are thinking they're taking. You know, I need to fill myself because I can only pick one item, do you know?
Get them the large meal.
But you can't have a meal, though.
Oh, yeah,
though.
Well, I mean, can you get a large burger?
Well, are we allowed to have a meal? Like, can we meal this up? Or is it just one item?
It's one item.
Yes, yeah, so that's why I said strawberry milkshake.
It's tough. It's not easy.
It's very tough. But look, people still have time to enter up until about what time, Shannon, are you closing the lines on this?
Just after two. We'll
say, kind of, yeah, because you're back with part three in the next hour, which is all about what's going on in the cinema and stuff like that. And you'll have the winner first as well.
I will, of course.
Thank you, Shannon.
This Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time for All Things Cinema News, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Saw X and Testovia 2. Saw X, which has been released in cinemas today, is all about seeking a miraculous remedy. John Kramer embarks on a journey to Mexico to undergo a risky and experimental medical intervention, only to uncover that the entire procedure is an elaborate scheme designed to exploit the most susceptible individuals. Motivated by a fresh sense of purpose, the notorious serial killer employs demented and clever contraptions to reverse the roles on the deceitful fraudsters. This movie is showing in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Next, we have Testovia 2, a Polish film about Veronica and Lucas as they once again decide to give each other a second chance and invite the whole family to their wedding. If you are interested, this movie is showing in all four cinemas. In other cinema news, Toy Story is screening in all four cinemas this weekend to celebrate 100 years of Disney magic. The Exorcist, to celebrate its 50th anniversary, is screening in Thurles, Tullamore and Athlone. Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie, previews in all four cinemas on Saturday and Sunday. And Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. Tickets on sale for all four cinemas and screening is from October 13th. For more information, check out Midlands103.com. And this is all with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Oh, thanks, Amelia. Shannon, can I read you out this one? It's from Fiona in Castletown Gagan. She says, on a deserted island, I'd like a six-piece chicken bucket topped with salt. Mm-mm. That's nice, isn't it?
That is very nice, Carl.
That is nice. But the winner, we can only have one winner of cinema tickets.
We can only have one winner of cinema tickets.
Do you have to say another funny word or something?
No. Why? What funny word did I say?
I don't know. Anything. Well, look, we know the word in the last hour. I was going, did you say that word? Anyway, we won't go there.
But I mean, you just read out my winner and her six-piece moist chicken tenders.
I literally just picked that out of the blue because I just scanned and just stopped with the mouse. So that is the winner.
Well, great minds think alike because Fiona is our winner with her six-piece moist chicken bucket. You can't go wrong with a good piece of chicken.
That's it, so... That's the winner.
Well done, Fiona.
I'm going to get you off air before you come out with anything else. Thank you. Have a super weekend. We'll have another entertainment rundown on the show this day week.
This Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Open for customers throughout the day and home of Ireland's finest chicken breast sandwich, meal deals and pizza deals. Bella.